Florida woman charged for being inside Capitol on January 6th. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 19, 2023. A Florida woman has been charged for being inside the Capitol on January 6, 2021. As President Joe Biden's administration continues in its attempts to punish protesters while Democrats, ironically, deem former President Donald Trump the true dictator. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia made the announcement on Monday, and it is charging Barbara Balmaceda, 23, with a felony offense of obstruction of an official proceeding and misdemeanor offenses of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building or grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. The 23-year-old woman was arrested on the charges on December 14. According to the attorney's office, Balmaceda traveled to D.C. from Florida and exchanged messages in which she expressed her belief that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, a belief still held by countless Americans. The office alleges that Balmaceda was seen near a crowd of rioters who were climbing the scaffolding on the west side of the Capitol and was later present towards the front of the mob of rioters on the west front of the Capitol grounds, eventually climbing over equipment to make her way closer to the Capitol's northwest stairs. Balmaceda and another individual climbed on top of the concrete stairs and up the balustrade toward the upper west terrace of the Capitol, according to the office, which alleges that she entered the Capitol building around 2:16 p.m. that day, 4 minutes after the initial breach. She eventually made her way to the rotunda and took photographs. The attorney's office proudly added that more than 1,230 individuals have been charged in the aftermath of the January 6th protest. The news comes as federal judge Tanya S. Chutkan ruled to pause former President Donald Trump's January 6th case as he appeals to have the case tossed, claiming to be covered by presidential immunity. The latest charge also comes as Democrats attempt to renew their old, worn-out warnings about Trump, sounding the alarm that he is essentially an authoritarian. An ironic accusation, given that America saw some of the most draconian policies under Biden's leadership, such as attempts to force the coronavirus vaccine and masking, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. In January 2022, the Supreme Court struck down what many described as Biden's tyrannical Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, coronavirus policy, which would have required employees working at businesses with 100 or more employees to get a coronavirus vaccination, even describing his mandate, forcing individuals to get a shot they personally oppose in order to keep their job, as a very modest burden. There were very narrow ways out of that rule, as well. Only allowing individuals who did not want the vaccine to get away with it by masking up and getting tested once a week. Americans were also forced to wear masks on planes and other forms of public transportation under Biden's leadership. But in April 2022, a Florida judge nixed it, asserting the rule exceeded the authority of U.S. health officials. It was also under Biden's administration that officials described concerned parents, who voiced concerns over various educational issues, as domestic terrorists. And it was Biden, in September 2022, who delivered a dark and divisive speech calling on Americans to stop MAGA Republicans. Additionally, it is the Biden administration that continues to go after individuals for being inside the Capitol on January 6th. Yet, Democrats, twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton included, continue to sound the alarm about Trump. The latest leftist fears largely stem from a tongue-in-cheek remark made by Trump during an interview with Sean Hannity, in which he joked he would act as a dictator only on day one, using executive privilege to undo some of Biden's disastrous policies. I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love this guy. He says, you are not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one, Trump explained. We're closing the border, and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator, Trump added. Watch here.